Okay, this is another episode of the Urban Cockatiels Podcast. Now, this is going to be a little different than normal. And it seems like I'm always saying that these episodes that I do is going to be a little different than normal. But, you know, this is the Urban Cockatiels Podcast. And this is all about showing love for these little birds, okay? There's a lot of different parrots out there, and cockatiels is my favorite. And I'm quite sure that they are the favorite to a lot of other people. That's why you're listening to this podcast, right? So, this is why I'm saying that this is going to be a little different. So, you know, social media, you see things, you see other breeders, other people, hobbyists, etc. And, you know, I'm getting a lot of, you know, hits on my algorithm from, you know, breeders from other countries, right? So I've seen a lot of beautiful birds coming up out of India, right? And, I mean, different type of, like, color variations, etc., you know, and you know, I went to the wormhole looking at videos of the care, the feeding. And, you know, it's very interesting, you know, especially when you look at, like, the actual type of, you know, besides seeds, you know, the other foods and stuff that are being fed, you know, to birds in different countries. Because, you know, people have, you know, different types of foods, you know, that are like you know, like, you know, from the actual origins of the country. So it's pretty interesting when you look at, you know, I guess the nutrition, you know, because, you know, nutrition is very important to your birds when it comes to their look overall. And these birds are beautiful. Okay. So, so I was checking out the, you know, they have the, Cockatiel Society of India, you know, CSI, that's pretty cool, right? CSI, right? And it was established in 2019, so, you know, it's pretty new, you know, it's pretty cool, you know, and, you know, their mission is to, you know, to go ahead and unite the breeders, you know, in the country, you know what I'm saying, to go ahead and unite the breeders and hobbyists in India. And I think that that's really, really cool to go ahead and have such an organization, right? Because, you know, everybody's doing their thing. But when everybody, you know, come together, that's a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, even just looking at the mission statement, you know, it says, you know, this group is created to unite all the cockatiel breeders and hobbyists all around India. The group is working for spreading knowledge and the hobby of cockatiels in India and make India proud. So I think it's really, really cool. You know, they got photos, you know, and they, you know, and stuff like that. But it's really, really cool, man. I mean, I think that I just think that it's neat to see, because, you know, I mean, come on, I call myself the Urban. You know, this is the Urban Cockatiel Podcast. So, you know, yes, you know, even though this is an Urban Cockatiel Podcast, it is really neat to, you know, like, check out cockatiels internationally, you know, worldwide. I mean, because they're everywhere. And, you know, and this particular group has been, was founded by Dr. Pruthvi. I may have killed your name. I'm so sorry, but Dr. Pruthvi, he's the co-founder. Actually, he's the co-founder of the Cockatiel Society of India. Okay, and you know, it's really neat. Like I said, I want to really check this out, and you know, see what this is all about. I mean, like I said, it's going to be a little bit of a language barrier. It's all good. Sometimes, you know, sometimes, but the beauty of the internet, Google Translate, is you can just go ahead and hit that and you know, just know what's going on. You know, you can't let people who speak a different language keep you from learning more about their culture and how they're raising their birds, which is really, really cool, because I think that you can learn a lot from people. I mean, just me being online, this is kind of funny. I had a lady online make a comment about one of my birds, and she noticed that the wings were clipped. And because I posted that, you know, I was so happy that my bird was finally able to let me perch. Not let me, but let me have it perch on my finger. And, you know, she made a comment. And she made a comment about, you know, the wings being clipped. And I was like, uh-oh, you about to go in on me. So I told her, you know, straight up, like, look, I didn't clip the wings. I bought it with the wings clipped. And I have another bird. And their wings aren't clipped. And I believe in letting my birds, you know, like I said, teach his own. But I believe in the way my setup is, and my basement is pretty open. I keep it nice. I spend most of my time in my basement because it's like my man cave. You know, they can fly around and they can have wings. And hopefully soon, because I just got my bird in the beginning of February. So, you know, as time this has been going on, it flutters and it'll get his wings back. Eventually, you know, the feathers will grow back. And, you know, she kind of went in on me. It was all good. I thought it was funny. And I welcomed it. And then, of course, you know, as we start chatting back and forth, you get the type of people where they kind of, like, question you. Like, you know, they're Child and Family Services. Like, oh, yeah, I'm in the basement. I'm like, yeah, I'm in the basement because I spend most of my time in the basement. You know what I'm saying? And it's safe in my basement. You know, back off. But it's all good, though, because, you know, people care. People are very passionate about these animals, and I welcome it. I'm the type of person where it's like, you know what? I'm going to show you how my birds are set up, how they live in, and if you want to critique and tell me how my birds or how I can improve their living environment, I am all for it. But at the same time, if you got pictures, I'm going to check you too. Because, hey, you know, I'm petty. Anyway, I'm petty. So, no, but I welcome it. I mean, especially if it's constructive criticism. Because, I mean, ultimately, I do want my birds to have the best quality of life, both dietary, care, living quarters, you name it. But let me get back on track. My ADHD kicked in again. CSI, Cockatiel Society India. Really, really cool. Check it out. Like I said, I mean, don't let the language, you know, keep you from learning more about, you know, how they do things over there, because like I said, just the setup, like I said, I was more fascinated, if anything, like the type of foods and grains and, you know, what they feed them, because say what you want, you look at those birds, they are healthy, they are gorgeous, okay, and that's the beauty of this, because, you know, cockatiels, even though they are originally from Australia, hey, they're all over the place. Hey, if they're in the U.S., they could be everywhere. So, yeah. On that note, let me wrap it up. This is supposed to be a short, quick little podcast episode. But I just wanted to just put a, you know, spotlight on CSI. And I love CSI. I love just the acronym. Cockatiel Society of India. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do more of these, you know. Spotlights of other associations, you know, because we got the American Cockatiel Society, we got the National Cockatiel Society, and, you know, why not have other cockatiel societies? So it's really cool to have the Cockatiel Society of India, and I'm quite sure that there's a Cockatiel Society of Germany, a Cockatiel Society of Russia, a Cockatiel Society of Nigeria, you know, let's just keep going with this. This is so cool. So, thank you for listening to me, and stay tuned for the next episode of the Urban Cockatiel Podcast. Take care. Bye.